بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فسيت شعر بعرف الله التي أخذت أذب ما أنا شاحكي محمد أخذت نور الله مرقده فتأيت الإذ مرافعي نهي آه تيري سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رلقا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رلقا اور میری تجھ سے ہم جدا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہم جدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رلقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہم جدا تیرے دل کیوں اندھیرا ہوا تیرے دل کیوں اندھیرا میری کشتی
بسے نا خدا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بسے نا خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کے
مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ ان وچ حضرت از تیچنگ اس دا جرنی آف لائف ہیز ٹو اسٹارٹ آف وٹ لا الہ الا اللہ بٹ دیٹ لا الہ الا اللہ ہیز ٹو پینیٹریٹ دا ہارٹ اینڈ وین اے پرسن ڈز دس کورس آف احسان ان دا کمپنی آف دا مین آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ وی دعا و اصلاح اینڈ دا ہارٹ بیکمس پیوریفائڈ دین اے پرسن ول ریئلائز that the kalima la ilaha illallah, which is the most valuable gift Allah has granted to this ummah. But Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam also told his son that the death kalima that Allah has granted the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which is very difficult on the tongue of the previous ummah, but very easy for us, provided that we make zikr of the kalima la ilaha illallah. But without the sohbat of the men of Allah who have got la ilaha illallah in the depths of their heart, and this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, really to make an effort on la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to penetrate our heart. Then a person will realize every second of my life, mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. Oh Allah, besides you, who is there? Every split moment, I'm totally in need of you. I'm totally mohtaj of you. And Allah Ta'ala has said, whether it's myself, he realizes it, or the whole United Nations, or the whole world put together. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. And O people, all of you, with all the resources I have given you, and if you think you are independent, and you're living in a dream world, every split second, whole world, every creation is totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah has brought us here, that this la ilaha illallah, we don't remain in the great class or in the nursery class all the time, that we're just reading la ilaha illallah and we know the meaning on the surface, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But this reality has to come. And when a person, wherever you are, in the depths of the night also, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are just meditating and pondering. As beautifully Hazrat said in another poem also, Zuban khamush rahe, that their tongues are even quiet. And you'll think they are just sitting and they are just doing nothing, but they are meditating. Oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? You gave me this life, every split second so far I wasted, but yet you're giving me the opportunity to correct my life. So Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, Allah has brought us here for this reality to penetrate my heart and your heart. So Hazrat beautifully titled this poem, and as our Hazrat explained, our Dara Shaykh says that this is the Ashikana and walihana tarjuma of la ilaha illallah, that we have to gain the true ishq and the love of Allah. Then we see the difference between my zikr, which has got no reality, and the zikr of our shaykh and the mashayikh. When they say la ilaha illallah, then Allahu Akbar, as is mentioned, the la ilaha illallah and the Allah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu on one side of the scale, and the whole ummah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, you can never ever compare it. So like that, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Mere koi nahi, ah, tere siwa, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda, eh khuda. In the middle of the night also, this is the plea and this is the cry. Oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? Oh Allah, you have given me this life. And who are you? Khuda, as Hazrat explained to us so beautifully, it is a Farsi word, a Persian word, as Khud, that great being who is existing on his own, who is Wajibul Wujud, who Allah Ta'ala himself introduces himself and says, Hu al-awwal wal-akhir, wal-zahir wal-batin. Allah is the first, there is no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there is no last after Allah. In other words, Allah is ever existing. So Allah, you that don't need any creation of yours, then you have given me this life, and my life is supposed to be for you. But I have forgotten you, O Allah. You don't forget any of your creation. And Allah brought us here to realize that every split moment, and this is what the time particularly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us, so to say, that jadidu imanakum, renew your iman every day and virtually every moment. We get up in the morning, we should be reciting our five kalimas, then amantu billah, the truth, and imani mujmal, imani mufassal. And here we see our mashayikh and our elders, how from childhood days they taught us these kalimas. But it was not that we just remain in that condition. As the Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi gives the example of a person who did this course, and there are two people standing on the bank of a river, and they both outwardly they look the same, but there are big difference between the two. And the one is that person who is now contemplating and thinking that I want to go across the river and I want to go on the other side, but there's nobody to take me across, and I don't know what is the current, what is the flow. I'm pondering and thinking, And the other person, he already held the hand of somebody and he took him across the river. And he came back and he is standing. So outwardly they look the same. So very easy, as our mashayikh on behalf, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, on behalf of all the mashayikh, our shaykh, etc., Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That you cannot travel and traverse this ocean of the love of Allah on your own. We are traveling and we are holding the hands of our elders. So you also just hold the hand and tooth and nail under all conditions. Let us put our brains one side, everything one side. Then a person will realize that when you realize the value of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, as Hazrat teaches us, myself first, that we think that any condition comes to us, particularly the Arabs of the say still today, anything happens, strange or anything, La ilaha illallah. But we all, what words will come out? Like all the lights have to go, load shedding, we'll scream. And when it comes back again, we'll still scream. Whereas Allah gave us valuable, valuable gifts and treasures, like to read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Then all the other du'as that are associated. Then Allah Ta'ala gives us the reality of this, then to say Alhamdulillah. So Hazrat says, when a person doesn't realize this, then zikr zindagi meri hai tere zikro likha, aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That my life actually, my existence is when I'm all the time in your remembrance of Allah, and I'm all the time with you. In other words, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to penetrate the heart that every moment a person is worried. I must not be in the disobedience of Allah. Otherwise, Hazrat says that it is like I'm a dead person. And then Hazrat has taught us that we are loving, but like zombies. We are loving dead people. With the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they realized this. In the Sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalima penetrated the heart so much that Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one man are going to fight the whole army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. So he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you taught us that a person is who makes the zikr of Allah, he is a loving person. And a person who doesn't make the zikr of Allah, particularly the kuffar, they are dead people. So one loving person in front of all dead people is not afraid for them. But unfortunately, myself first, that I am not even making my zikr. We are unmindful of Allah, and yet we don't know. We are not loving. We are living a life of unmindfulness. So Hazrat says, when this happens, then we find today the condition of generally, most people, myself first, Allah save me, all of us, give us the treatment that we take this medicine and bring it into our hearts. Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That besides, when you are not in my life, O Allah, I have committed a sin, and I don't even realize it, like Hazrat explained so beautifully. If a person has got light, he's got electricity, and there's load shedding, he immediately knows there's load shedding, or the light has stripped or something. So he must immediately go and look for somebody, etc., to check what's the problem. So like that, and if you don't have light, whether it's load shedding or no load shedding, we won't know it. So Allah Ta'ala put the nur of Iman in our heart. And this is the nur and reality of kalima. When the kalima penetrates the heart, then like Hazrat says, you have to go to certain places for necessity. Maybe to the bazaar, maybe to the airport. At that time you will feel that now there is danger of my Iman. And if we don't feel it, myself first of all, and Hazrat says we are spiritually dead. And that is why we have come here myself for this treatment. That meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. You can be the richest man in the world. You can have palaces or whatever. But the sun can be shining also. And it can be a beautiful full moon. And outwardly you might be traveling outwardly in a very posh car, etc. But your heart is dead. Your heart is in darkness. The turmoil that is going into your heart, you can't explain it to anybody. And today that is the condition, sadly, in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us, that the fitnas are going to come like a strong mat, how it's interwoven. And if you don't protect yourself, you don't come in the company of the friends of Allah, You keep your heart open. In other words, you don't have connection with the friends of Allah. Don't make the zikr of Allah. Then the fitna will strike you in such a way that your heart will get a black dot. And now you won't be able to differentiate. In other words, what is right, what is wrong for you, it's right. And you won't be able to understand. And Allah Ta'ala says, me, all of us. Allah says, Kalla, bal rana ala khulubin. You can explain him how much you want to. When that heart has become rusted, then it's very difficult. But Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. We should never become despondent. Just come in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you keep your heart protected, that is in the company of the righteous, pious servants, and you make your firm intention in the morning, oh Allah, you gave me another life, I promise and try my best to obey your commands and stay away from haram, but you help me, oh Allah. So when you keep your heart closed from the fitna and you are conscious that there is a lot of winds of dalalat, of going astray. In other words, when there's storms, no person will just walk into a storm like that. But sadly, walking into a storm, then you're not taking protection. Then Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, when you close your heart to these fitnas, and like our Hazrat teaches us, especially in this time, don't worry what people say. Our iman is more valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. So we have to protect ourselves. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a wide, very bright light will come into your heart. Then despite the fitnas around us, we'll be able to protect ourselves. But we have to remain all the time under the shadow of our pious elders. Then Hazrat explains here like that, what are those fitnas? Behre tu fani gham hai mukhalifawa. Meri kashti ka hai tu hai bas na khuda. That oh Allah, from all sides, in this ocean of the love of Allah which I want to tread, but there's all big storms, wind storms that are blowing against me. But oh Allah, if you are my the pilot of my ship, in other words, make our mashayikh just hold their hands. And Allah Ta'ala taught us, beg Allah Ta'ala, ihdina sirata mustaqim. Oh Allah, keep us firm on the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala taught us how to remain firm. One is to beg Allah, make dua, but then make the correct effort. See, be in the right company. See who we make our friends. See in whose company we stay. Whose talks are we listening to? And am I making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what that tawbah istighfar is extremely important. Then Hazrat explains, when a person realizes this, then and for a moment, we are insan, we're not malaika. So many times some ghaflat will come. Then immediately you realize what happened. Load shedding in my life. And how to sort that out? We don't have to go and look for any electrician. In Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for the spiritual load shedding. Teri rahmat ka khursid roshan hua. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. In other words, beg Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I admit I've committed. I'm your worst sinner on the face of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala has given us all these beautiful prescriptions. As our Dada Sheikh says, that sabse pyara ne, sabse pyaro, pyare ku, sabse pyari dua ji. That Allah Ta'ala, who is the most beloved, and Allah's beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah gave him the best dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And this is what we learn from our Hazrat, that it should be when we get up, we walking around, think, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And then engulf me in your mercy. And you are the one who have put mercy in the heart of your creation. But you are an embodiment of mercy. You show the greatest mercy. And you are that great being that I am deserving of the worst place in Jahannam. Yet out of your kindness, without deserving it, I just ask you, oh Allah, forgive me. And now, Allahu Akbar, you have lightened my heart with nur of iman now. And now you have Allah Ta'ala himself, as Hazrat explained the dua also, wa'afu anna, that Allah will wipe out our whole past. And Allah Ta'ala will wipe out all our records. And not only that, Allah will change our past into good. People will now not even think of our bad. So this is the time, particularly this month of Sha'ban, and this period here which Hazrat has taught us. Otherwise myself, we just passed through this period. How many Ramadan, Sha'ban have come? How many Shab-e-Barat? How many Ramadan? My life is still the same. It's just like my routine. I'm making my 5 times salah. But is there life in my life? So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Then Hazrat, they remind us that after all, you can make as much as istighfar, tawbah, and even in the company of the friends of Allah. But end of the day, it is only the mercy of Allah. Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai aasara, warna akhtar-e amal se benawa. Hazrat, out of humbleness, takes his own name, but teaches me first. That in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala is that you remain firm in the company of the righteous, do what we are taught to become the obedient slaves of Allah. But remember, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam said that nobody can enter Jannah without the mercy of Allah. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqah, our beloved mother, asked Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even me, but Allah has already engulfed me in His mercy. So we should be begging for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is iman, al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. That we have to, when we are young particularly, have the fear, that don't be bold to disobey Allah and say that no, Allah is very merciful. All the time be worried that I must make istighfar, tawbah. And as you get older, then become hopeful of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the balance we learn from our mashayikh. Allah put this reality of kalima, la ilaha illallah. Then when a person makes zikr of Allah, then a person will feel, Allahu Akbar, that Allah Ta'ala is ana jalis man zakarani, that I am the companion of the person who is remembering me. Then wherever we are, Allah Ta'ala will be with us. Allah give us this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu, nasalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. This chapter on sabr and sugar. Has mentioned about sabr, that is patience. Now shukr will be explained. Shukr is an ibadat. A characteristic of shukr, of gratitude, is that it simplifies the ibadat of sabr. A man who has adopted shukr, who is grateful, will take calamity and hardship in his stride, since he realizes the tremendous bounties of Allah Ta'ala on him. Hence his gratitude, he will understand that the hardship has been imposed on him by his benefactor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his own interest. His mind is thus conditioned to accept all hardships with resignation and without complaint. For the sake of gaining sawab, he will bear the hardships without being overwhelmed by frustration. On the contrary, he will derive pleasure from the realization that the hardship has been imposed on him by his benefactor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man of shukr, of gratitude, reflects on the ni'mat and bounties bestowed on him by Allah ta'ala. Such reflection strengthens the bond of love between man and his benefactor. He cannot therefore become despondent and break down in the face of difficulties, which he realizes are triumphs on the side of his creator and benefactor, who has always showered him with his numerous blessings and bounties. That sabr, based on the attitude of shukr, becomes a simple matter for the one overcome by calamities and hardships. So if a person makes abundance of shukr, his sabr will become easy. Some narrations regarding shukr will now be cited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me and I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. In another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah says, if you are grateful for my bounties, I will increase them for you. If you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has attained four things has attained the goodness of this world and the year after. These are, number one, a heart which makes shukr. Number two, a tongue which makes zikr. Number three, a body which adopts sabr when overtaken by trials and tribulations. And number four, a wife who is chaste and does not abuse the wealth of the husband. It is a fact that the life of man is always confronted by some condition or the other. He may be involved in pleasing or displeasing circumstances. When enjoying pleasing conditions, man has to be grateful. He has to show shukr. When apprehended by displeasing conditions, he has to adopt sabr. Thus, shukr and sabr are attributes which have to be applied at all times. Remember this well, and you will live a life of peace and comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.